So basically I'm here to present this kind of cool new method I've been working on of using GIS to link demographic data with school vaccination data. First, for a little bit of background on school vaccination assessment. State and local jurisdictions establish vaccine requirements for school entry, typically at the kindergarten level. Immunization programs work with schools and parents to collect kindergarten vaccination data each year, and then they send it to us at CDC, where we then generate state-level kindergarten estimates each year to put in the MNWR. State-level and school-level data are then disseminated and used to guide programmatic activities. A big limitation of the annual school assessment is that it doesn't include demographic data, some of which has been shown to impact vaccination coverage and exemption levels. Some programs can get this data directly from schools, but most of them cannot. Linking these types of data can be key to identifying disparities. Researchers have used various methods to try to get at these relationships, including parent-guardian surveys, which can be very costly, assigning census variables based on student address, which is also notoriously hard to obtain, and or school address, which may not be representative of where the students actually live. So the objective of this study is to use the National Center for Education Statistics school attendance boundaries to link demographic characteristics with the kindergarten data. For those of you who don't know, the school attendance boundary is basically the geographic area from which all students are drawn that go to a particular school. This is a proof of concept sort of exercise, and I used Arizona's data from the 2014-15 school year, which they so graciously provided to me. The first step to use this method is to merge the school attendance boundary file with the school level assessment data. So the map on the left you see here, you can kind of see, is the school attendance boundaries, and each shape here represents one school. So I joined this with the Excel file of the vaccination data and ended up with 687 public schools with both types of data. The advantage of using this method is if you can get schools to include their NCES codes with the vaccination data, then you don't have to geocode any addresses. You can just do a simple match merge. The next step would be to select the demographic variables of interest and import that data into GIS. Here I've used median household income block group level estimates for 2014, and I picked this variable because it's one of the factors shown in many studies to impact especially exemption levels, so I thought it would be a good variable to use to test the method. And here we have the darker areas represent higher income. The next step is to calculate the average demographic values among the block groups within each school attendance boundary. So basically, we're just merging the school data with the census data. So I overlaid these two maps that you saw in previous slides and calculated the average household income value among all of the little block groups that are found within each school attendance boundary. So the outcome map on the right is basically the same shape-wise as the one on the left. It's just now the school data also includes that income variable. So taking a closer look at how this GIS magic was actually accomplished, this is a school attendance boundary extracted from the previous map. This represents one school. And within this school, the students that attend this school come from at least five different block groups. These are different sizes, you can see, and there are actually some slivers around the edges that are super tiny, and so this is why I'm going to use a weighting method to ensure that the block groups with small areas but have outlier income variables don't disproportionately affect our estimate. So each block group has an associated median household income. Each one takes up a percentage of the area of the school attendance boundary. So when we do these calculations, and we get the sum, we get the weighted mean of median household income for this one school. So for this school, it came out to be about $72,000. So as I mentioned, I use income as a test to make sure we don't get crazy results. And I did a simple correlation between the weighted mean of income and the coverage and exemption variables. Consistent with similar studies, we found that income was negatively associated with coverage for all the vaccines, and positively associated with exemptions. So I can deduce this is probably a valid method of linking the data. For a closer look at what a program may actually be able to do with this type of linked data set, here we have five schools in Arizona. Oh no. Okay. Sorry. The insurance on the right here, at the very least, these kids are eligible for VSD vaccine. So maybe a program could go into these school areas and do some kind of clinic.